Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News, Thursday, May 11, 2023. Stand up for your country. So a few hours ago, I got a call from Donald Trump, the former president of the United States. Now, he never signals me that he's going to call. He has my private number. Very few people on the earth do have that. So he calls. And of course, I'm going to take the call. I'm a news guy. So we spoke for about 10 minutes. He's very happy with the town hall. Very happy. I didn't have much to say because why would I? I just debriefed him about what happened in New Hampshire, how he felt about it, what he's going to do now. Not my job or role to say anything unless he asks me. Okay, so that happened, and I got some pretty good information to share with you. And he's happy, but lots of people are not happy about that town hall, and that is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. So I'm going to slow it down because there's a lot here, and I want to be fair as always. The town hall, in my opinion, was a shipwreck. Okay? What is a town hall supposed to be? Two things. It's supposed to give audience members a chance to ask the president or who's ever the subject of the town hall questions and get information. That's number one. Can you remember one thing the audience asked Donald Trump? I can't. All right. Number two, the moderator of the town hall is supposed to get as much information out of the subject as humanly possible. That didn't happen. And here's why. When you go in to interview Donald Trump, and I've done it scores of times, as you all know, you know what you are getting. Everybody knows that Trump has his greatest hits. It's like if you go to a concert by the classic rock group, The Turtles, They are going to sing Happy Together. There's nothing you can do. If you're in the arena with the Turtles, you're going to hear Happy Together. Okay? So if Trump is sitting across from you, you're going to hear his greatest hits. What are the greatest hits? The election was rigged 2020. Okay? January 6th was mostly peaceful with good people. Vladimir Putin is smart, and the country is going to hell. Those are the four top greatest hits of Donald Trump, and he's going to tell you about them no matter what you do. Okay? So, enter the moderator, 31-year-old Caitlin Collins, a CNN host. Ms. Collins is very talented and very smart, but she's 31 years old. When I was 31, I was lucky I wasn't in the penitentiary. She also has no mentors at CNN because there is no one there, no one, who knows how to interview anybody. Okay, they just don't have the skill set. If Caitlin Collins had spent a few hours on the phone with me, that interview that she did or the moderation that she did would have been 1,000 times better because I would have told her what I'm telling you. You don't go in as a prosecutor. You don't tell a former president that he's lying. You don't challenge the greatest hits because you know he's not going to admit he is wrong. Ever. Okay? Ever. If you read the United States of Trump, his own son told me in his whole life, Donald Trump has never admitted being wrong once. Not once. The closest he ever came was my interview with him about John McCain when he disparaged the senator's POW status. That's the closest he came. And he didn't admit he was wrong then, but it was close. Okay. So Caitlin Collins wanted to prove her mettle, M-E-T-T-L-E, to CNN viewers who are primarily left-wing. So therefore, she interrupted. She had to interrupt sometimes. I interrupt Trump. I interrupted Obama. You have to, because they'll just go on forever. But she was accusatory. And that put Trump in a, I'm going to steamroll this person mode, rather than having a conversation. Okay? Now, let me give you some examples of all of this. So, the first thing is the election. That should have never come up with Caitlin Collins. Trump is going to bring it up anyway. All right? He was going to bring it up because he always brings it up. And he's not going to back off no matter what you do. Roll the tape.
And that was a rigged election. And it's a shame that we had to go through it. It's very bad for our country. All over the world, they looked at it. And they saw exactly what everyone else saw. I've never spoken to a crowd as large as this. And that was because they thought the election was rigged. And they were there proud. They were there with love in their heart. That was an unbelievable, and it was a beautiful day.
When you were in office, you said that you respected President Putin. Do you still respect him today?
He made a tremendous mistake. He's a smart guy. I think it's a very sad thing for our country. I think it's a very sad thing, frankly, for the world, because if you look at what's gone to our country has gone to hell.
All right, so they're the greatest hits right there. I mean, I just come down for you. So there's a way to get at the rigged election thing. Caitlin Collins was confrontational. No, that's not true. All right? No. Your people filed 60 lawsuits and they lost them all. Actually, the number is 42 if you really want to cut it down, but all right. We'll just take the 60. The way to ask that question is not to say you're a liar, Donald Trump, okay? Is to say, you know, I'm looking at my research here, and the Trump organization filed 42 or 60, whatever number you want to use, okay, actions in court, and you lost them all. How do you explain that, Mr. President? And you ask it in that tone, okay? So I did that. And I have a soundbite. I don't know if it's cued, but let's try to get it. I did that on January 6th. Okay, so Trump says it's a beautiful day. They were all there protesting. Most of them were peaceful. That's his line. Okay, now here's what I said in the history tour in 2021. Go.
But now they say you didn't act fast enough to quell the riot as it was happening. How do you reply to that?
Okay, now I didn't get an answer. He did not answer that question. But I couldn't force him to answer it. However, I answered in a measured tone. How do you reply to people saying you didn't act fast enough to quell the riot? Because he didn't. He waited about 2.5 hours. But he's not going to answer the question. You have to ask it. So Ms. Collins's tone, now you saw my tone. Here's Caitlin's tone. Go.
But when it was clear to you that they were not being peaceful, you saw them rushing the Capitol, breaking windows, they were hitting officers with flagpoles, tasing them, beating them up. When it was clear they weren't being peaceful, why did you wait 3 hours to tell them to leave the Capitol?
Okay, Trump didn't answer the question then. He's never going to answer the question, ever. Okay, so you have a situation where you've got to know who your interview subject is, and you've got to get as much out of that person as you can. But some things you're never going to get from Barack Obama, from Hillary Clinton, from Donald Trump, from any politician. They're never going to give you. And that's where this thing went off the rails, okay? And it got confrontational between Caitlin Collins and Donald Trump. And that was a disservice, okay? So at the pretty much at the end of it, it reached a head, roll the tape.
But that's the question that investigators have, I think, is why you held on to those documents when you knew the federal government was seeking them and then had given you a subpoena to return them.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Can I talk?
Yeah, what's the answer?
Do you mind?
I would like for you to answer the question.
Okay, it's very simple to answer.
That's why I asked it.
It's very simple to you're a nasty person, I'll tell you.
She was being a wise guy or gal, whatever. That's why I asked it. Again, you've got to control and discipline yourself. You can be tough, but you can't. And then she steps out of that role. And you heard the audience. They were Republicans, remember, and they were siding with Trump. So, again, Ms. Collins did that because she was afraid that her left-wing constituency would call her too soft on Trump. Well, the left-wing constituency condemned that town hall every way you could condemn it. So not only didn't Caitlin Collins get information as much as she could have, as much as I would have gotten, okay? Because I told Donald Trump on a number of occasions, you didn't answer the question. You didn't answer it. And he doesn't, you know, he doesn't care whether he answered it or not. So I'm sitting there. I sympathize with Caitlin Collins. So I learned under Mike Wallace, okay? And Mike Wallace is the best interviewer of all time. And he kind of adopted me. He liked my style because my style was modeled kind of after him. And I watched him. You may remember when Mike Wallace interviewed the Ayatollah Khomeini, one of the most heinous villains this earth has ever seen. And he was in Tehran, and Wallace is sitting there with this monster, okay, this mass murderer. And Wallace was basically conciliatory, okay? You remember when he said, I'm sorry I have to ask this. I mean, he wasn't fawning, but he was putting himself in a position not to create tension, but to get some answers, which Wallace did. All right, and Ayatollah Khomeini looked like a complete idiot. So there is a science to interviewing. You have to be part surgeon and part prize fighter. I remember my interview with Barack Obama in the White House before the Super Bowl, when he had endorsed the Muslim Brotherhood to lead the country of Egypt, which to me was absolutely appalling, All right. How can you put these thugs, these killers, and you give the president of the United States seal of approval? And I said that to him. I said, really, you're going to endorse the Muslim Brotherhood? They're killers. But I didn't say it in an accusatory way. There, I'd like you to answer the question. I didn't do that. I got hate mail all over the place, okay, from people who hated Obama going, they wanted me to crush him, just as the far left wanted Ms. Collins to crush Trump. You can't take the bait, all right, if you are an interviewer. Anyway, Trump did what Trump wanted to do, which is A, steamroll CNN. That's number one. B, get the grievance card up front. Trump is running on one thing and one thing only. When you strip it all away, Donald Trump is saying to Americans, the country's going to hell, and I'm the only one that can stop it. When you add up all of the stuff, okay, he's not going to condemn the January 6th rioters. He's not. I will. He won't. Because he knows part of the MAGA movement sympathizes with him. Knows that. He's not going to condemn Putin. Because if he gets reelected, he's going to have to deal with Putin. And he handled that Ukraine question. She baited him, Caitlin Collins baited him, by trying to get him to say something about Putin, bad about Putin. And he said, look, I'm not going to call him a war criminal because I might have to negotiate with him. That's not how you negotiate with people, calling him a war criminal. And I just want the killing in Ukraine to stop. That was Trump's best answer. Okay? And Trump then left the arena like Elvis, right, she didn't touch him. Because the people who hate Trump are always going to hate him. Always going to hate him. There's nothing he can do to stop them from hating him. But his base, they are feel the grievances that he feels. They believe the election was, a big portion of them believe the election was rigged. Oh, that's a lie. That's a lie. Is it a lie when Joe Biden says the border is secure? Not. But Biden believes it is. Was the election rigged? No. Trump believes it is. It wasn't. What happened was there were abnormalities like Zuckerberg pumping $200 million into 10 counties. Where'd that money go? Where'd it go? You tell me, New York Times, anybody, Washington Post, where'd it go? Now that is serious. Dominion machines manipulating votes to Joe Biden, foolish. But Trump's not going to give you anything on anyway. He's going to list the grievances. Border, crime, inflation, and he's going to go, I can solve it all. I can stop Putin. I can keep Xi contained. Could win. Absolutely could win. So he accomplished what he wanted to accomplish. Spring is the perfect time to make smart financial moves like getting life insurance to protect your family. Did you know that 46% of Americans expect to leave behind debt? Policy Genius Life Insurance can cover those debts like mortgages, credit cards, car loans, college costs. In our Smart Life segment, understand that life insurance gets pricier with age and work coverage may fall short. Policy Genius simplifies by comparing quotes from top companies and ensuring unbiased advice. Their award-winning agents are ready to assist. So don't wait. Spring into action and secure your family's future. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 a year for $1 million of coverage. Head to policygenius.com to get your free life insurance quotes. That's policygenius.com. Sorting through your expenses, estimated payments, and all those tax deductions can be overwhelming. Might even lead to a failure to file and failure to pay penalties that pile up on your tax debt. The attorneys at Tax Network USA have been lifesavers for many Americans. Their team has successfully saved clients more than $1 billion in tax debt, a billion. Whether you're in the hole for $10,000 or $10 million, they are ready to help. The expert attorneys and tax professionals at Tax Network USA are equipped to secure the best settlement for you and help you resolve all tax cases. So please go to taxnetworkusa.com/bill, or you can call 1-800-245-6000. These debt relief programs are expected to change, so get started now. Please go to taxnetworkusa.com/bill, or you can call 1-800-245-6000. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. All right, Biden scheduled nothing. Again, he's blathering about historic conservation actions at 4 p.m. That's it. And he go off to Delaware, do whatever he wants to do. He doesn't work for the people. Now, earlier this week, we reported on an ABC News poll that had Biden's job approval rating at 36%. You'll remember that. Here's what I said on the radio. Go. Expect some polling that props him up and a spate of articles celebrating his achievements. The media campaign should fail, as Mr. Biden will sink deeper into incompetence. He will not be able to debate or even campaign much. So that's where we are 7 months before the primary voting begin. Okay, so I predicted a spate of articles saying he's great, and I'll give you one coming up about the border, and polling that props him up. Presto, it's Thursday, and here's a YouGov poll. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden's handling your job? Approve 50%. Whoa! Disapprove 47. Wait, ABC's got 36%. YouGov has got 50. Okay? I knew that would happen. Yes, I'm an oracle. That's why you're watching and listening to the No Spin News. But here's something even more interesting than that. YouGov's clientele, the people who pay them for polling results, Huffington Post, Can't Get Further Left, New York Times, CBS News, and The Economist magazine. You cannot get more left wing. So if you're running YouGov poll, what are you going to give them? Thought I'd point that out. FBI says it's not going to hand over a whistleblower complaint that charges President Biden, then Vice President Biden, with a criminal scheme. Ooh. So the House Oversight Committee subpoenaed this memo because the FBI had to take down what the whistleblower said. FBI goes, not going to give it to you. Wow. Okay. Now, this is Christopher Wray, and he says basically, look, reporting by confidential human sources is an important form of highly sensitive law enforcement information upon which the FBI relies, so we're not going to give you what this is. This is what Wray always does. Can't comment this investigation, have to protect our sources. He has a point here. Because we don't know, we the people, and Wray certainly won't explain it, whether there's any credibility to this whistleblower or not. So we don't know it. But what Wray should do is invite Comer, the head of the judiciary, of the Oversight Committee, and the ranking Democrat, to the FBI office to look at the memo. That's what he should do. So if I'm Comer, I'm mad. And I'm going to torture Wray somehow. I'm going to get him in. Wray will say the same thing. I can't comment. But Comer has a right to know what's in that memo. And so do we, eventually, if there's any credibility to it. Because we can't trust the FBI and Christopher Wray to actually investigate anything on Bill Biden. Can't. You know, I mean, Hunter Biden, he's going on for 5 years. They'll indict him next week. He'll get indicted on low-level beefs. But 5 years? Okay. Border update. Now, here's where I get in when I said there'll be a spate of positive articles about Biden off the ABC News Washington Post poll. Washington Post's own poll had him at 36% job approval. So here's what the editorial board says to the Washington Post today. Quote, Mr. Biden is right to end the use of Title 42, which under the federal government has conducted an expulsion program masquerading as a public health initiative. He also deserves credit for keeping migrant families together, a departure from President Donald Trump's pitiless policy of separating them. Most of all, Mr. Biden should be applauded for taking steps to vastly expand the admission of refugees, including hundreds of thousands from Ukraine and Afghanistan, along with establishing wider legal pathways for others to enter the country. So the Washington Post is okay with open borders. That's what this means. Okay? Ukraine, Afghanistan has nothing to do with this. They're coming in legally. The Washington Post, oh, no, Biden's doing a good job. He's uniting the families, he's letting everybody come on in. That's where they are. That's who they are. Okay? But now you see more and more of this to prop Joey up. I shouldn't say Joey. That's disrespectful. I'm sorry. To prop the president up. Okay, as I predicted. The border situation in the next week or so is going to be, this will probably disqualify Biden for any kind of hope that he could ever be reelected. You will see hundreds of thousands of people mass across that border, and Biden's not going to be able to stop them. He's not. So it's now up to about 11,000 a day coming across. That'll continue, and it's just... And more than a half million gotaway immigrants, according to the Border Patrol. These are people who don't ask for asylum. They just sneak in. Half million since October. This is so far out of control. It's such a... I don't think I've ever seen a worse public policy disgrace than this. This is just beyond anything I could ever imagine. And here's the director of Homeland Security, Mayorkas, go.
Let me be clear. The lifting of the Title 42 public health order does not mean our border is open. In fact, it is the contrary. Our use of our immigration enforcement authorities under Title 8 of the United States Code means tougher consequences for people who cross the border illegally.
Does anybody believe that man? He's just, and he had to read it. You saw him reading it. So the border's not open. Oh, no. So the 7 million, come in since Biden's been in office. How do they get in if the border's not open? How? In Trump's last year, I think it was 400,000 to 600,000. And so now up to 3.5 million a year. What are you doing? All right. You all know I don't have to convince you.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day, and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
Now, one of the reasons that these people get away with what they do, Mayorkas and Biden and all of that, is that the media is on their side, as we just showed you with the Washington Post. And for uninformed people, people who don't consume the news, they don't watch the No Spin News, they don't go to BillO'Reilly.com, read my columns, don't do any of that, okay? They're just in their own bubble. But they know celebrities. They do, and they follow most of those bubble people follow celebrities. So Oprah Winfrey is probably the most powerful woman in the country right now, I would say. Certainly the wealthiest. And she deserves her wealth. I mean, this woman built herself up from nothing. Terrible upbringing. Parents were chaotic. And, you know, I mean, she's all over the place. She did it on her own, which is why America is a great place. If a young black woman from Mississippi with nothing can get into a position of being the most powerful woman in the country, the country's got to be doing something right. Anyway, Oprah Winfrey gave a speech at the Tennessee State graduation, Tennessee State, primarily black college, okay? And here's what she said. Go.
You've witnessed the storming of the Capitol and the death of civility. You're acutely aware that voting rights are being gutted, women's rights are being dismantled, books are being banned, history is being rewritten, the Supreme Court is being corrupted, the debt ceiling is being held hostage, the climate is changing, the LGBTQ community, LGBT plus community is under attack.
Yeah, make sure you get the plus in there, Ms. Winfrey. All right, so let's go over her beefs. And she's telling the kids this. It's like, you live in a terrible country. That's what she's basically saying. Okay, so look, number one, voting rights are being gutted. 2022 midterm election, more people voted in the midterm than ever before. 2020 presidential election, more people voted than ever before. How do you back that up? Okay, that's number one. So that's not true. That's number one. Women's rights are being dismantled. She doesn't like the abortion thing. She wants abortion on demand for any reason. Oprah Winfrey doesn't want any limitations. Okay? A lot of Americans want limitations on abortion. But Oprah does not respect them because they're violating women's rights. What about the baby in the ninth month? Any rights at all, Ms. Winfrey? Anybody? Anything? No. Okay? Just boom, take her out. Take him out. If you want to. Books are being banned. I don't know any books being banned. I mean, maybe in some crazy school district someplace. I mean, they don't want third graders reading about activities that they don't understand. Right? But I don't know any books being banned. I know Gone with the Wind can't be shown on HBO. I know that. So that's been banned. One of the most successful moving pictures of all time can't be shown on HBO. HBO doesn't want it. It's not woke. Oprah? Okay, let's get to the next one. History being rewritten. How? I'm the most successful historian in the world. Nobody more successful sells more history books than me. How's history being rewritten? Did I rewrite it? Any of my 12 killing books rewrite history? I did. Let me know. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Name in town. What do you mean history's being rewritten? I don't understand it. Tell me specifically where. Okay. That's BS, right? Supreme Court being corrupted. How does that? What does that mean? All right. If Clarence Thomas did something wrong, let's investigate him and find out. Right? If that's your beef, Clarence Thomas, and say, Clarence Thomas shouldn't have taken vacation trips from his friend or whatever it may be. Let's see what the rules are. Let's see what Thomas did. I'm for that. But the Supreme Court, the whole court's corrupted. I don't think Sotomayor would agree with that. The debt ceiling being held hostage. Yeah, because the federal government is spending so much money. The country is becoming bankrupt and inflation is rising because we're printing too much money to pay our debt. Held hostage because you want to cut spending? You have to cut spending. The U.S. government has to cut spending. Has to. But it's being held hostage, according to Oprah Winfrey. The climate is changing. Okay. You ought to know you got 10 houses. In fact, I snorkeled in front of your house in Turks Caicos. It was a great house. You're never there, according to your neighbors, but beautiful house. And I was, boom, right in the ocean in front of your house. So you would know if climate was changing because you got 10 houses. And I think it's changing too. And the plus community, LG plus, is under attack. Where? Now, I'm anti-bullying. You bully a gay kid, I'm right with that kid. I'll stop you. I did when I was a high school teacher. I stopped that. But it seems to me that gays have more freedom to express themselves now. They got parades. They got their own day. They got their own flag. I'm not. Right. So this is just far left clap track. Okay? It's just. But all those kids graduating from Tennessee State, riveted on this. But you can take this apart so easily. Again, I know Oprah a little bit. I was on a program once. She treated me very respectfully. Never a problem with her. And I don't disrespect her point of view. She wants to be a far left person. Good. That's where you want to be. You have a perfect right to be there. But when you put this stuff out as fact, and it's not, then I got a problem. Cancel culture. So there is a football player, all right? His name is Matt Arazia, 22 years old. He was the best punter in college football, played for the San Diego State Aztecs. He was drafted in the sixth round by the Buffalo Bills. He signed a contract worth $4 million. A short time after that, he was accused, along with other players at San Diego State, of raping a 17-year-old girl. Arazia denied the allegations, okay? The Buffalo Bills fired him, cut him. Now, the prosecutor in San Diego says that Matt Arazia was not even in the building where this alleged rape took place. That he had left the house hours before this crime took place, if there was a crime. It has not been adjudicated yet. So Arazia is off free. Cancel culture. Buffalo Bills cut him. He doesn't have a job now. He's the best punter in college football. Doesn't have a job. Okay. So I'm sitting there going, the Buffalo Bills, and I rooted for them, should pay him the $4 million right now, today. Write him a check. Because you didn't give him due process. And I'll never root for the Buffalo Bills again. And by the way, they're getting a new stadium up there in Buffalo, courtesy of the taxpayers of New York, which is an abomination. Okay? And the second thing is that every team in the NFL should be making an offer to this kid. He didn't do it. The prosecutors say he didn't do it. And now, 22 years old, he had to face that. And the kid has issued a statement. It's a pretty classy statement, thanking the prosecutors. This is horrible. Victor Davis Hanson, he writes a column, and he's a very good columnist. And you can get it at American Greatness, writes a column. He talks about this Jordan Neely, who was killed in the subway by a 24-year-old Marine, because Neely was disrupting and some say threatening the passengers. Oh, you know about this case. So Hanson is fact-based, and he comes up with that Neely had been arrested 42 times. This is the guy who's dead, okay? He punched a number of people in the face, allegedly, including a 67-year-old woman and a 68-year-old Hispanic male. There was an active warrant out for Neely's arrest at the time of his death. Okay? The news media neglected to mention that an African-American passenger helped subdue Neely in the incident. Okay? And the man had left a psychiatric center at his own volition, just walked out 2 weeks before. So none of that was reported, or it wasn't widely disseminated. And Hanson is a guy that you guys should read. America's youth drug crisis. You know, I'm going to do this on Monday because we're running out of time. But There's a study by the National Institute on Drug Use that shows legalization of pot is hurting children dramatically. I predicted that. On Monday, we will do it because there's a lot of facts here. I don't want to zoom through it. All right, Smart Life. Now, if Caitlin Collins will sign up for my Bill O'Reilly interview summer camp, I don't really have one, but maybe I should, she'd be a lot better off. She needs a mentor because, as I said, you're very bright and she's going to be very successful in her life, but she needs to know how to do it, all right? And she doesn't know. And there's nobody there to teach her. Now, why is this in the Smart Life? Because you need a mentor. No matter how old you are, you need somebody that you can call and have a conversation with when there is subject comes up that you're not quite confident you can deal with. That's called a mentor. Now, I got about 10 of them. And I'm financial. I got social, I got journalistic. As I said, the late Mike Wallace was one of mine. Peter Jennings was a mentor for me. And I've been lucky in my life, but I've been smart too. I pick out the best people, the most successful people, okay? And I just have a conversation with them. If you don't have mentors, people that you, especially on finances and diet, okay, what to eat, what not to eat, those are the two most important for you. Get them. Think about it. Write down names, develop a rapport, Smart Life. Stay in history, May 11, 1989. 2,000 troops were sent by Bush the Elder to Panama to supervise the Panama Canal because the dictator of Panama, Manuel Noriega, was running wild there. One of the troops, an off-duty Marine, was killed by Noriega's forces, and then 27,000 U.S. troops went to Panama. The DEA arrested Noriega, brought him to Miami. He was convicted of drug dealing and altogether spent 25 years in prison. First time ever that a U.S. jury convicted a foreign leader, and the foreign leader was jailed in the USA, then extradited to France, spent time in jail there, then went back to Panama and died at the age of 83. And that started on this day. I'm back with mail and a final thought in a moment.
The media has systematically lied to you. The Hunter Biden laptop story, the origin of COVID-19, the Trump-Russia collusion hoax, or how your money's being spent in Ukraine. Enough already with the lies. No more lies, hard truths only. That's what the Truth Podcast is all about. It's not standard conservative talking points. If you want that, go somewhere else. But if you want the hard truth delivered to you in a way that challenges you, and will challenge me intellectually, you're not going to find anything like this on the internet. Subscribe, download now, The Truth.
All right, let's go to the mail. Don, hey, Bill, regarding the foreign payments to the Biden family, suspicious activity. These events occurred before and apparently during the time Bill Barr was attorney general. Was this information hidden from the public by Barr? No, because it broke when the Hunter Biden laptop was discovered. And that was during Biden's term. So Barr didn't have anything to do with it. I doubt Hunter Biden. This is from Al, concierge member. Al gets direct access to me. I doubt whether Hunter Biden or other members of his family pay any price for their criminal actions. Not so fast, Al. Due process. Hunter Biden is done. He's going to get convicted. He'll plead guilty. Joe? Looks bad. We got to wait. More evidence is needed. Robert, concierge member. As I watch a press conference on Biden, I firmly believe the man and his family are corrupt. That is your right to believe that. My question is, as Biden was vice president, Obama had to know what he was doing. No, didn't have to know. President, vice president, they're not even in the same building. So I wouldn't go to that extent. Jan Kubris, concierge member Jan, thank you. Hey, Bill, why would they go solely for civil charges against Trump and not criminal charges? Because you could have never, ever convicted Trump of rape when the woman didn't even know what year it happened. And neither did her two friends who she told about it, allegedly. Come on. I mean, you could punch holes in that case all day long. All day long. Tom Spurlock, Yorba Linda, California, John Wick mentality, that's correct. Sociological grooming promotes mass chaos. The mental acceptance of anarchy is needed to promote chaos. That is the Marxist playbook. You're right. They want to bring the country down, the far left. Lucas Long, St. Paul, Minnesota, do you think we'll ever return to the days when our country was united? I hope so. We need a charismatic leader to do that. That's what we need. Carrie Stickle, Philadelphia, I'm happy to be back as a premium member. Why did you leave, Carrie? Send me a letter. Why did you leave? Thank you for all your team does, Bill. I'm wondering why you're not on a beach in Hawaii. I want to be on a beach in Hawaii, okay? But I have a mission. And now the mission is exploding because we're expanding so rapidly here. If you read the Wall Street Journal article, we're the most successful independent news agency on earth. So I just can't go to Hawaii as much as I would love to. I got stuff to do, as they say. Lloyd Richmond, Farmington, Utah. Team Normal initiated our Mother's Day celebration. She loves the mugs. Thank you for inserting Team Normal into our society. Team Normal's taken off. You love your country. You want to see it improve, but send a message. We're not Team Crazy. We're Team Normal. And we got hats. We got shirts. We got ladies' shirts that are great. And mugs and mugs and everything. Team Normal. Dad's Day coming up. There are the shirts for the ladies. Dad's Day is coming up. We got good stuff. You buy Killing Legends and Killing the Mob together, $18. Fabulous deal. Crazy Horse and United States of Trump together, $18. Word of the day, do not be a Nimrod. N-I-M-R-O-D. Back with the final thought in a moment. All right, here we go with the final thought. We have posted on BillO'Reilly.com some of the history tour to show you the difference between when I interview Donald Trump and when CNN interviews Donald Trump. Here's a little preview. Go.
So I'm trying to assess Putin and Xi. Who between the two is a bigger threat to America?
When you have nuclear, everybody's a threat.
But you still haven't answered my question. Who's more dangerous?
I think, honestly, I think they're both dangerous. It depends on what day you're talking about.
All right. That kind of candor, there it is. So it's on BillO'Reilly.com. You all can go. You don't have to be a premium member, concierge member. You should be. Okay? You get lots of great stuff if you are. But I want everybody to take a look, and then you can compare and contrast. So there's a way to do this, even with a very difficult interview subject like Donald Trump. And he is difficult, because as we said, he and the turtles have their greatest hits. Thank you for watching and listening to the No Spin News. New column Sunday noon, and we'll see you again on Monday.